Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. And on this week's programme, friends, I'll be answering, well, three or four requests that have come in during the week. And we'll be hearing some old favourites on the programme as well as some new favourites. And we're starting this week with a track from Mick Galvin, make a good country singer, country and Irish singer. I'm not quite sure that this comes under country and Irish, but Mick is singing the praises of the hills of Kerry. And why not? They're beautiful.
Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see you more. Oh, why did I leave my home, and why did I cross the sea? And leave the small birds singing around sweet Raleigh. The noble and the brave have departed from our shores. They're gone unto a foreign land where the wild canyons roar. No more they'll see the shamrock that land so dear, or hear the small bird singing around you, sweet Raleigh. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond our fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. No more the sun will shine on that blessed harvest morn, or hear our reapers singing in a golden field of corn. There's a balm for every woe and the cure for every pain, but the happiness of my darling girl I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond our fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see.
The hills of Kerry, a beautiful county down in the south of Ireland, sung for us there by Mick Galvin. Now, regular listeners will know that we couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without a Brendan O'Dowda track. In fact, we might have two on this week's programme, but I've always been a big Brendan O'Dowda fan ever since I first heard him way back when. He's no longer with us now, he's gone to God. And I want to play for you now his interpretation of this song. It's not an Irish song, but it doesn't have to be an Irish song to be on Sounds Irish, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And in this case, the singer is Irish. Here's Brendan O'Dowda singing a Scottish song in this instance, singing the praises of Jeannie with the light brown hair.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a zephyr on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour, many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er. I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a zephyr on the soft summer air. I sigh for Jeannie, but her light form strays far from the loved ones round her native glade. Her smiles have vanished and her sweet songs flown, flitting like the dreams that have cheered us and gone. Now the nodding wildflowers may wither on the shore, while her gentle fingers will call them no more. I sigh for Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a zephyr on the soft summer air.
Oh, now come on, wasn't that some wonderful singing there? Dead relaxed and easy on the ear. A wonderful arrangement from Phil Green and the orchestra. Brendan O'Dowda and I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. And if perchance your name is Jeannie or Jean, I'll dedicate that to you. And now for the first request of the programme. And I hope I've got this correct. This is for a listener who lives in Boston. I've got that correct because I've got the email address. Yeah. And it's for Frances. Now, Frances is a good lady who lives in Boston and listens to the programme. I'm not quite sure on what radio station she listens to me on, but she didn't say that. But she says she listens to Sounds Irish as she her ancestors were Irish. I think everybody's ancestors were Irish in Boston. And she said, I'd love you to play the song The Isle of Innisfree. It was from the movie The Quiet Man, Joe. That's right. I leave the artist up to you. Now, most of us listen to the Bing Crosby version of this. Frances, I want you to listen to Anne Breen's lovely version of the song from the movie The Quiet Man, a song written by Dick Farrelly and sung beautifully here for us by Anne Breen. And thanks for the email, Frances.
say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But you're a body. He loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er a land across the sea, especially
And though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree. The majority of Irish songs tell the story of someone who's far away from home, their homeland, or who has to leave their homeland to go and look for work elsewhere. Here's a song from Daniel O'Donnell, and I'm almost sure we'll have another one before the end of the programme. But Daniel is reflecting, and he's telling us how much he misses the mist on the moor.
In the heart of the glen, I go back once again to a spot that means heaven to me. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth, and it's there that I'd much rather be. I remember the day when I went far away, where the work, it was hard to endure. But I longed to be home, for I felt so alone, far away from the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. I can see people calling to me back to the land I know. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist of the moor.
Oh, wasn't that a lovely song from Daniel O'Donnell? A lovely arrangement, The Mist on the Moor. Okay, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to change that mood right away. We're calling upon John Redmond, a fine accordion player, to play us a reel entitled The Eagle's Nest. We'll be right back. Of me, I don't know why it ended like that. Very unusual. John Redmond and the Eagle's Nest. Doesn't say who was on the guitar either. Now, I know I played this track, if not last week, certainly the week before, but I've got a request this time from one of my Irish listeners, from Pat in Dublin, who says also that he's a regular listener to the programme. And could I play any Larry Cunningham track? Well, Pat, I have very little Larry Cunningham material, but I intend to put that to rights in the next couple of weeks. So I do hope, many thanks by the way for the email, I do hope that you enjoy Larry's interpretation of the Slaney Valley. The Slaney Valley, the River Slaney, is in County Wexford as you get down towards the east, southeast of Ireland, a beautiful county. Listen to Larry Cunningham.
As Thorin Bond when first we met, I can see the roses yet, and the light that lit your happy eyes of blue. I can hear your sweet voice say, welcome as the floods of May, as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to Stone when the summer days are old and the rooks are winging homeward in the sky, where the mountains rise away o'er a field of gold? We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. As Thorin Bond when you said yes, Brimble was my happiness. Summer spread as near before on flying field. Never shone the moon so bright for years you've been in my heart, it's rightful queen, ever loving, ever tender, ever true. On our hearts your smile did shine, letting all it glow upon, as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to Stone when the summer days are old and the rooks are winging homeward in the sky, where the mountains rise away o'er a field of golden grain? We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. We'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I.
Larry Cunningham telling us all about the Slaney Valley. And a couple of times during the song, he says, a storeen bawn, which is an Irish term of endearment. And the nearest English translation I can get to it is, my little white treasure. We started this week's programme, if you recall, with Mick Galvin singing the praises of the hills of Kerry, way down in the south. Well, we're going right up into the north of Ireland now, actually out of the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland. And we've got Big Ivan singing the praises of the green glens of Antrim. And believe you me, friends, they are beautiful.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, with the streams rippling over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Sure, if only I knew how the lamb called the moon turns a true Irish bay to a silver lagoon. You'd imagine a picture of heaven to be, if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. Still I hope to return to my old Cushendale. It's the one place on earth that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I hope at a cabin close down by the shore, and I'll knock with my heart on that wee cabin door, while the sunflowers bloom by the lap of the sea, and the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. It's alone my concern and my greatest surprise will be smiling at me out of somebody's eyes. It's my private affair what my feelings would be if the green lands of Antrim are calling to me. And I'll be where the people are simple and kind, and amongst them's the one who's been high in my mind. And I too hope and pray that in peace let me be, where the green lands of Antrim are heaven to me.
Big Ivan singing the praises of the green glens of Antrim. And while that was playing, I was just thinking to myself, I'm not quite sure how familiar you are with the island of Ireland. Ireland is an island off the west coast of Great Britain, and it consists of 32 counties. Now, 26 of those counties are in what we call the Republic of Ireland, and 6 of the counties in Northern Ireland, Well, they come under the UK jurisdiction. They're part of the UK. That's why there's quite a furore going on at the moment about Brexit. But that's too involved to get it talking about now. I just thought I'd fill you in on that little geographical detail. Now, here's Barnbrack, a group I've got a great deal of time for, and their interpretation of a song that everybody knows when it comes to singing Irish songs.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and on the mountainside. Moscow and I must buy. Oh, Tommy, back when summer's in the meadow. Oh, when the bough is hushed and white with snow.
You know, friends, I loved the simple way that that was done. Barnbrack and their interpretation of Danny Boy. By the way, Barnbrack is an Irish loaf and it's very, very tasty. Okay, we changed the style again now, and this time it's the turn of the Merry Minstrels. If you want to join in and sing, feel free.
I say.